Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, Atlanta, we got issues going on, man. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Flower Branch. Just in my head a little bit, man, because we're trying to figure out, as Mark Raimondi just joined us, about where the Falcons potentially can go. Look, in life, you gotta prepare for the worst, okay? If the best thing happens, and Jalen Walker, Mike, hyperextended,
right,
and he's going to be fine, great. James Pierce Jr., no suspension, great. But what if it's the opposite? What if it is Jalen Walker out for the season and James Pierce Jr. out for an extended period of time from a suspension from the league?
Right.
So you got to prepare for the worst. So we're sitting here and we're contemplating, okay, all the things that are going on. And just to reset, because, again, we know you haven't necessarily been listening all day. Maybe you have, and thank you. But, Mike, the Jalen Walker situation, let's recap it real quick for those who are just joining us.
Yeah, Jalen Walker in the middle of practice, 11-on-11, and there was some contact. And again, they're not full pads, but there's contact in the trenches, playing edge rusher, and he goes down. And immediately it's a serious injury. Players all take a knee. Medical staff evaluates him. He is carted off. He gets up under his own power, walks on the cart. They don't put an air cast on. But he does leave practice, and it was substantial enough an injury where the guys were affected by it. Stefanski read the room, said, all right, practice is canceled, and that's it. And then we had a report initially that Steve Weiss had heard, and Ian Rappaport reported they're hearing it's an ACL. But we have not heard that from the Falcons yet.
And that's where we are, and that's why we're kind of like, I'm trying to think of the other word, the frustrating word that I was using earlier.
Flabbergasted?
No, there was the other word that I was using, but I can't say it on the air.
Oh.
But that's how
just
we're
don't
feeling.
Break any more stuff today, okay?
I'll try not to. Look, the Alex Anthopoulos stuff got me going, and then this on top of it.
Right.
Mike's claiming I beat up a fan the day out here.
I know what I saw.
Morning show, it's not me if it doesn't work tomorrow.
Frustration is real.
All right, it's not me.
Bring some WD-40.
But yeah, man, I just – and so you're going, all right, and – Falcon fans, the season hasn't started yet. There's still a lot of promise for what this potentially could be. We still are figuring out, to Mike's point, what the quarterback thing is, but we knew that. That's something we knew. We knew that wasn't going to be resolved in 3 days, okay? 5 days, six
right.
days. So that's just out there. We know that's going to work itself out. But this is just adding on to what Ian Cunningham now and Matt Ryan, Mike, and how they view this and what they're going to potentially have to do. I don't think you can ignore this and just go, we got enough guys in the building. Maybe they feel that way. I don't necessarily feel that way.
I mean, look, I just interviewed Braylon Trice the other day. I love the guy. I think he's a leader, but he's had to deal with knee injuries back-to-back.
Yep.
There'll be an opportunity for him. There'll be an opportunity for all these other guys that were brought in on one-year deals that Mark Romani just referred to. But the reality of it is, I mean, you may have to pick up the phone if the NFL drops the hammer on James Pierce Jr. and it's something significant, where even if he's appealed it through the Players Association, it turns out to be more than half the season. That's a ton of production. We told you, and Mark reminded us, that's 16 sacks off the roster. So do you pick up the Rolodex and call Von Miller, you know, or talk to whichever Bosa's out there? I mean, it's not ideal, but, I mean, there's a lot of production that's not out there.
Yeah. All right, 404-726-0929. That's what went down today at Falcons training camp, at least the bad news. The good news is Bijan Robinson's under contract. We don't have to talk about that anymore. It's done. He's going to be on the field. We know what he is. He will be productive this season. He was happy to be out here today with his guys. As he ran onto the field, he's like, let's go, time to work. And then that happens at practice.
And he's worth it, man. He's worth every penny. I know some folks still are old school. They think, well, he's got a contract. Not the way it works. He's outperformed his contract. And we saw the same guy in his draft class, Jalen Carter, former Dog, get his deal up there in Philly. Now, Jahmyr Gibbs, he's about to get his. And I think Jonathan Taylor and his agent will probably try to go for a few dollars more than what Bijan got.
Sure.
So Bijan right now becomes, per average, the highest paid running back, but it will, and the most guaranteed, but it could obviously be leapfrogged pretty soon, maybe even in the next few weeks.
Well, we're seeing a lot of guys get paid. I mean, the latest is all-pro offensive tackle Darnell Wright. He agrees to terms with the Bears, guys. It makes him the highest paid offensive lineman. 4 years, $116 million, $93 million guaranteed. So these are the numbers, right? And, again, I go back, been doing this a long time, when these numbers used to come out, you got $20 million.
Right.
We'd freak
right,
out.
Right.
Now I would hope that all these years of us just hearing this is the game evolving, there's more money being made, the NFL is printing money, as Mike likes to say, this is why I don't ever worry about the cap. This is why I just don't. Guys get paid, and teams take care of who they need to take care of. So you're seeing that around the league, and the Falcons have taken care of their guys. And so, Mike, we can kind of say, all right, who's next? I don't think anything happens until the next offseason.
You're right. And there is, if you go to SpoTrack, we've got a ton of cap space. You know, we talked about the Kirk Cousins and some of the screwy things that happened under Fontenot's watch. The good news is Fontenot drafted three guys that the new regime said, we're giving these guys loot. It's a no-brainer. Drake London, Bergeron, Bijan. The question now is, you know, what's going to happen with this quarterback situation? Is Tua, first off, going to be healthy enough to go show us in the next few weeks? Because now we're 10 days away from the first preseason game, which is August 14th. But still haven't really seen a lot, as we talked about with Mark Romandi, from Tua or Mike, you know, because of their injury status. Speaking of injuries, D'Angelo Malone goes on the PUP list, former Cedar Grove star. He's a big special teams contributor, so now he's done for the season, speaking of depth and defense. They bring in a guy who's been a former Eagle and a Chief, Marlon Tuipulotu,
okay,
who's a defensive edge or tackle and a 3-4.
Nice job, by the way.
Yeah, I think I have.
That's a tough name.
Tuipulotu, he knows who he is.
That's a tough name.
Manny Lucky, hi Mickey, hi ho, as Pee Wee would say. But now it's just we said this earlier to start. Nothing an Atlanta fan doesn't already know. The Braves brought home the bacon 5 years ago, but today just feels like a letdown.
It does.
And then, you know, the Falcons news, good news, bad news, you know, and then what the heck? So, and I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill with, you know, what's going on at right tackle, but, you know, shining point number three on this team, we still haven't really established who the starting right tackle is going to be. Wanye Morris has been banged up. Juwan Taylor has yet to practice.
Yeah, it's a situation for me because I've seen what Wanye hasn't been able to do yet, and he's limited. So when we talk about limited, we're talking about what Tua has been limited to do. We're talking about what Penix has been limited to do. You got an offensive lineman who's in a new system, new team, who's limited. He's not getting the reps in. The other guy's hurt. He hadn't been in a uniform. And that's Juwan.
Right.
So, and again, you know, time missed on the field, you cannot substitute that as you're getting ready for the upcoming season. It hampers you guys. So that's just where we're at with the right tackle. And it doesn't mean, again, that both guys may not be okay. When it comes down to week one, we still got plenty of time. But I've not been impressed with the right tackle position at all.
No, not at all. And, guys, you know, there's a reason why Vegas dropped us down to 6.5. We may be 6 wins. Before this week is out, as far as win totals, because we've got to establish a quarterback. Right tackle's huge. We just lost 16 sacks from last season's roster. That's a major. These are major, you know, again, nothing to sneeze at. So major issues now for Ian Cunningham to try to pivot to and work on. And I just wish one way or the other, I mean, just so we know, the other shoe would drop at least with James Pierce.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Junior to know what the heck we have to do to how to game plan for it.
That's the other part. All right, guys, we're going to get Grant on the line. We're going to talk about his thoughts, where he's thinking the Braves are now that the deadline has come and gone. I'm a disappointed Braves fan. Maybe you're not. We'll find out what Grant thinks when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say to other friends when they buy them lunch, it's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.